AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. New training, new guidelines, new recruiting methods will be put into place as Cleveland overhauls its police department under the watchful eye of a federal monitor. Assistant Attorney General Vinita Gupta with the Civil Rights Division says the 105-page agreement could serve as a model for other troubled police departments.
Cleveland demonstrates to the rest of the country that people can come together across perceived differences to realize a common vision of a safer and more just city.
11 people are known dead in flooding in Texas and Oklahoma. Officials in Central Texas say as many as 40 others are unaccounted for since the Blanco River crashed through Wimberley and San Marco over the weekend. Houston Mayor Anise Parker says her city is trying to cope with a double flood event. First, flash flooding touched off by 11 inches of rain overnight in parts of the city. Now the bayous are overflowing.
It's still a dangerous situation along the bayous. They're full of water. The water's moving very, very rapidly.
Search teams are checking abandoned cars along Houston's flooded freeways for any other victims. A neighborhood housing a number of embassies and at least one hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, is the scene of late-night heavy gunfire and explosions. Afghan police have blocked off roads into the area. There's no word on any casualties in that attack. President Obama says the U.S. and its allies need to look at whether they're effectively deploying military assets in Iraq and the Middle East.
We have to think about whether we are deploying and arranging our assets effectively to meet that threat.
The president's remarks follow a meeting with NATO's Secretary General. Over the weekend, Defense Secretary Ash Carter criticized the Iraqi military, saying their troops fled the Islamic State advance on Ramadi without fighting back. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 189. The Nasdaq is off 56. This is AP Radio News. A federal judge's hold on President Obama's executive action that could prevent millions of immigrants from deportation remains in place.
In a 2-1 ruling, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has rejected the administration's plea to let the executive action go into effect. This comes after a federal judge in Texas blocked the president's plans in February. 26 states filed suit, charging the president's move to shield as many as 5 million immigrants from deportation is unconstitutional. The president's lawyers argued he was acting within his powers to fix a broken system. The appeals court ruling means the matter could end up before the Supreme Court. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are shooting for a spot in the NBA Finals. The Cavs have a 3-0 lead as they host Atlanta tonight in the fourth game of their best-of-seven series. Tampa Bay holds a 3-2 edge over the New York Rangers into their NHL playoff game, which is tonight. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.